If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Welcome, everybody, to a special, very special edition of Fuck You, Dad. Kenyon is sick. That's right. I'm doing the podcast by myself.
With his only friends, bro.
I'm gonna introduce my co-host here because...
Hey, just so bro, you guys first know. Of all, you already know. I'm not going to say my name. Nick only know black people, bro. I want everybody to know that Nick only know black people. If he hanging out with you and you white, that's a mistake.
Okay, well... I won't say that, but
you don't even
sure.
know you niggas.
I said Nick. I said.
Here's the thing. Is we struggled this week. Kenyon dropped out on me, and when people drop out on you, you got to go back to the friends you trust, you know. And I got my homies from North Carolina on now, and
Nick,
that's the podcast is going to be.
At
yeah,
1 o'clock, bro.
It's fresh. It's a fresh pod.
And we're fresh.
And I've got JD Etheridge with me. He's going to co-host with our guest today, David Goolsbee. David, what's up, man?
Hey, bro. I got it. Hey,
that's how you really talk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I didn't get
his bitch, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, just so we're actually on the record, bro. Everybody know JD stole my whole act. I just want to throw that one out there, boy.
He did. I watched it happen.
Because this nigga, everything he know, bro, on Crip. On right. Crip, nigga.
On Crip?
On Crip, nigga. I told 100%
on Crip.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, JD went back in time, stole my jeans. Came back to the present and was just like, "Hey, Guwop, I think these jeans will fit you." And now I'll have one pair of jeans.
JD gave me cologne once. JD gave me cologne once. And I swear it gave me powers.
Bro, I try to help my young boys out whenever I can. Hit a thing, bro. Guwop mad because he built like me. And whenever I have a good set, niggas be like, "Good job." He be like, "I ain't go up yet."
That's facts, bro. That happened.
That's why he mad, bro. It ain't me.
That happened after recording. JD was literally the
bro,
last.
Bro, that's facts, bro. That's facts. It's for real.
Bro, JD was the last comic before the intermission. He literally gets off stage, walks outside. I stand up, turn around, and a dude daps him. I was like, "Bro, you were funny as shit."
And he's magic too, because he just teleported to the back of the
bro,
room right
I was
after.
Tell me, this nigga all of a sudden grew his hair and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was, and all of a sudden his jaw started growing hair just out of nowhere between the mic and here.
Did you say anything or did you just say thanks? Yeah,
I mean, I just said thanks. I think I'm hilarious. I was hilarious later that night.
Yeah, that must have blew his fucking mind when he saw you.
You went twice?
Yeah.
He did not speak to me after I actually went though, so I don't know what he really thinks.
He was probably embarrassed. He was like, "Oh, I told that nigga good job. He didn't even go up."
That's what, yeah, dude. You probably left right after.
And he said it's fucked up because you was funny. So I can't really tell you good job now because I already said it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was a good night, bro. Nick, I can't believe you moved away from your mama to have not nights like we have. That's crazy to me.
I know, bro. I know. We used to have some really
Vishal
great
told
college
me that,
nights.
But Vishal told me that he considered me dead because I live in North Carolina.
That's crazy.
Vishal
see, I would that. Never say
Vishal,
that.
I said, nigga, that's your problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm alive. But I think
you are alive.
Dead. I'm like, but that's on you.
I think he just means because you're really good at stand-up that he thinks that you should be on HBO already, which I agree with him. Which compared to being on HBO, you are dead.
Bro, you would be on Def Jam Jr.
If this is death, I'll take it.
I mean,
30-year fixed, 3%. I'll take
okay.
it.
Okay. See, now you're just, I didn't bring you. Here's the thing, though. I did not bring you on this podcast to talk shit about your mortgage. No one gives a shit about your mortgage. Yeah, you do. I'm sure you do.
Now, Masada, homie, bro. I love that nigga. He offered me a job, bro. I'm about to take that bitch. I ain't going to lie to you.
Hell yeah.
So wow. Work at home. Hey, I'll tell you, anything at home is good. Bro, anything. Anything at the house is good.
You're right. I agree with that 100%.
If you're still leaving the house to go to work, nigga, do better. God damn.
Right? Like some of the people at Target, wait staff right now are really like behind. They're like slugging it right now because they don't want to go back to normal. Why would they? I would want to go back to half capacity.
I know
the
people that worked at Popeyes was happy when COVID hit, boy. That chicken sandwich still doing damage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got nuggets now, bro. They're about to drop the nuggets.
Imagine you worked at Popeyes for 2 years, right? Mm. One day it's regular. You're like, all right, it's a bullshit job. The next day, you don't know what happened. The line out to the street for like 3 months. Chicken sandwiches here, everybody going crazy. And then COVID happens and you see nobody.
Yeah.
Like you go through all the emotions, bro. Like you see everything. You like, we was jam-packed. Then I almost lost my job. Like, this shit was crazy.
You know what's crazy, bro? I lost my job a year before COVID, so I ain't getting no benefits, bro.
Bro, I quit my job 2 months before COVID to do comedy. No benefits.
Well, yeah, you don't get benefits if you quit for your dreams. That's not something you get benefits
it's
for.
Just like, you know
could
what
you
saying?
Imagine,
if,
though?
If anybody was nice. Like, yo, hold on, you know what I'm saying? It's COVID about to hit. I'd be like, I'll stay here for 2 months. You know what I'm saying? I got that little punk-ass $1,000 and got happy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened.
I thought shit was going good when I was getting them stimulus checks. I'm going to keep it hot.
Ooh, I loved. What did you spend your stimulus?
Credit card.
I'm not gonna clean them credit cards up, boy.
Oh yeah,
your boy is credit card debt free.
Hey, talk your shit, nah.
Nothing on there. You can find something.
Find something.
That's how I feel right now. Find something. Who spent something? Who got my card? Shit, never again. Hey, real quick, I don't know if y'all in the stocks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, y'all need to go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead.
Because
they're about the. He's about to say the lamest stocks. He's about to name the lamest stocks.
He's gonna say
in the world.
Krispy Kreme for this.
I swear to God.
I'm up. So if you ain't getting that Krispy Kreme stock, you fucked up. Cause them niggas doing that dollar dozen right now. But everybody eat. Second of all, there's a delivery app called Waiter. These small little companies that cost like $3 a share, I'm snatching them bitches. I'm trying to own some shit. I'm trying to own everything tiny, bro. So if anybody got a good idea on the ground floor, hey, I'm out of here.
Hell yeah.
I'm out of here, boy.
But go ahead. What is that it? Those two things.
Waiter, LiveX Media.
Aren't there enough delivery apps? There's like a million delivery apps. What makes Waiter any different?
For the countryside, which is what Waiter's doing, bro. You know what I'm saying?
The countryside?
The rural areas ain't got nobody because nobody cares about them. Waiter's like, we care about you.
Facts.
They're doing, but Grubhub and DoorDash fighting for the cities.
Uh huh.
Waiter gonna get everywhere else. Like, bro. I'm thinking Waiter's kind of doing what Trump did.
Do they like have like ATVs like that kind of countryside? Like they go all the way out.
Listen, I'm a big picture nigga. Stop asking me small picture questions, bro. I'm seeing Waiter doing what Trump did, bro. I already got help, bro. I got hella shares, bro. I'm gonna tell y'all, bro. I got hella shares.
Hella shares,
boy.
They asked me in the meeting, how many shares you got? I say hella, and they leave it at that, bro.
I'm voting.
I got hella shit.
Like, I'm on the board. Are you on the board?
JD been here since the beginning, so if he say he got hella shares, he got hella shares, bro.
Nah, I invest in shit I pay bills to. High key.
Oh.
Like Duke Energy and shit.
Yeah, Duke Energy, AT&T. If I gotta pay you every month, nigga, you can pay me Aaron Matt too, nigga. Fuck. The fuck?
I like
internet
that.
Shit, this shitty ass internet, nigga. I'm gonna make my punk ass money back.
Yeah, but I say it looked like you're in a room filled with smoke, but I know it's not true.
But it's just this one light.
Oh no, you got a window in there? No windows?
There's a window right here. I mean, see, it's like I have like it's like a regular lamp right here. I do have a ring light that's just not on. You know, it's just a regular like room lamp on.
You gotta get whatever Elvis got, nigga. That nigga look good.
He got a ring
both light. Of both of your walls are despicable. Like you guys gotta invest in that. That's what you should be investing in. Fuck stocks. Make your walls nice. You might Nick, smile more.
Nick, I know you ain't talking about a nigga's walls.
But both those walls
that right now.
Are the same color. They look like so church pants.
Your walls so trash.
Wow, my walls are beautiful.
You had to put the green screen up behind it.
Well, the green screen is for promotional purposes because, okay, thousands of people.
Also, Nick, what's a Paco want?
What's a pocket? What's a Paco one? It's a really bad Twitter handle is what it is, but it's the one we have. Okay, that's y'all like the third option.
They were like, "Yo, nigga, hey, one." That was a decision two niggas made. Hey, we get fucking podcast T1. He's like, "Nah, nigga. Well, just put a one, bro. Look like a T a little bit, nigga. Scroll fast."
I mean, we couldn't get Fuck You Dad podcast. And then I looked at all the options for maybe half a second. And I clicked on the third one without even thinking that it would be, you know, on my Zoom background forever. And here we are. And I think our Twitter account has 12 followers. So we're kind of like,
yeah. Who's on Twitter?
Look at all that money.
You got to be lame to be on Twitter, though. Let's keep it 100.
I'm gonna keep
it. But Facebook is out of here, boy. Like that's something you got. You got it because you made it, but it's not something you own. Instagram. What else? That's it.
Twitter. I enjoy Twitter because it's so hard. So, it for me at least. So when I get 10 likes on a tweet, I'm having a good day. I'm skipping on the sidewalk. I feel like I made it. You know. I don't know that. I don't get that. Facebook is now lunacy. That's just like.
Facebook used to be niggas you went to school with, like, and while y'all was in school.
Like, yes.
You would talk while you was in class. Like, that's what it was.
It's a lot of that. And occasionally, like, all it's really for is to screenshot part of it and to send it to other people, being like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Like, we had a situation where one of our friends was getting in trouble for a joke he said on stage, which was a fart joke, which is...
Oh, yeah. I know.
And that's all on Facebook. That's what Facebook is for Karens trying to get people in trouble for fart jokes.
I can't believe that happened to my man, bro.
That's what I believe.
Bro, if you put yourself in his shoes, bro. You bury your best friend, and then the next week, you in the Facebook war because you said you farted and you probably didn't even fart.
No, it was probably just a bit that.
And my thing is, if you come out to the club, you know they have, like, you know when a comedian is joking because they always joking and you can understand their sense of humor. If you just show up and they have start talking, yeah, I get it. It's a little, you know what I'm saying?
I mean. But he's
a comedian doing comedy in a comedy club. Like, I don't, it's not
in a comedy competition trying to get that bread, boy.
Comedies.
And I already said nigga name, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he was under your bed. He was like in your closet, and then when y'all went to sleep, you just heard pop, 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 pop. And then he just pulled a microphone out and was like, yeah, I farted on you and you so nice, you ain't saying nothing back.
See, and then my thing is...
That would be crazy. I'm like, yeah, lock him up. You know what I mean? He violated.
Bro, she said, I get farted and peed on all the time and I am not ashamed, but I was humiliated.
Hey,
when
stop,
this nigga
hey,
said...
Stop it, Guwa. Stop
I'm
it,
just saying, bro. I'm just saying, bro, which is it, bro? Like, are you proud of what you do, or are you mad you was off?
Yeah. I mean, that's what exists on Facebook, is if you just scroll, it's just that kind of post over and over again. Or
hey, bro, I lost $2, but we in here.
Bro, shut up. Let me hold three, though.
Hey, bro, I've been wanting to get on this investing thing ever since my homeboy. Cause my homeboys make like six figures and type shit like that. And the niggas is heavy, like in the day trading and all that. I'm telling you, bro, I've been wanting to do this for the longest time. I was just broke.
And you make fun of me for playing
so
poker.
Broke. It's different, bro.
But it's not different. It's not different.
No.
It's not different.
It's
gambling.
It's gambling.
It's gambling.
I'm not day trading, bro. I'm investing. I'm an angel investor, bro.
Angel?
Nobody know me. Who know me?
How much money?
Bro, don't worry about it.
How much money do you need to be an angel?
These companies, bro.
Oh, really?
Some of these companies are like, please give me $25.
I haven't seen one tweet from this app. What is it? Waiter? I haven't seen. Thank you, angel investor JD Etheridge, for your investment. I haven't seen that. Where's that?
Because I say, don't do that. I say, text my phone, nigga.
Text my
phone. If you want to say anything to me, text my phone. They'd be like, they'll text me, be like, hey, appreciate it, bro. We needed that for real.
Oh, I would think you'd at least have, you know, a framed picture of Waiter on your wall or something on your wall.
Bro, I'm not that kind of, see, Nick, that's the kind of person you are, bro. Let's go ahead and bring it down. What kind of person you are, bro? You don't want to do all that.
You're a bragger.
Everything I do is so regular, bro. I'm a normal type Pokemon, bro. What type Pokemon would you be? I'm normal dragon.
I think I'd be a fire type.
Why do you say that?
I don't know, because I didn't know the type. I don't know the types of Pokemon.
Well, you know types.
I mean, I know most of the types. So.
What type are you?
Most of the types? No, you don't. You don't know any of the types.
What's up, bro? You got the goddamn fire type, water type, got the grass type, boy. You got the sidekicks, you know what I mean? Sidekicks, bro. Then you just got your like just soul niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like your motherfucking geodes and all them niggas, boy. You know what I mean?
Not your geodes.
Yeah, your geodes. Also, dude, the Digimon. What
niggas is called, bro? I don't give a fuck. Bro.
I don't know about the Digimon.
Bro, I had all pieces of Exodius, though. I'll tell you that much, boy. What the fuck? What you know about that, bro?
Oh, I made fun of the kids who played Yu-Gi-Oh.
Everything.
I made
Nick,
fun of
Nick,
the kids
we know you did, because you were having no fun, so you had to find niggas having fun.
Oh, I was having fun. Oh, I was having a lot of fun.
Having fun doing what?
Making fun of the kids who played
exactly.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Exactly. See what I'm saying? Like, he had... Nick just sitting around like, oh my God, I'm just so bored. I got nothing to do. Wait, what are those guys over there enjoying themselves doing? Are they?
Oh, they were enjoying themselves. I mean, everyone had a good time.
Without a nigga? And he went over there and started attacking them.
Oh, I didn't attack. I didn't say it to their face. I wasn't an animal.
Who the fuck is this nigga?
I was not an animal. I would never say anything to their face. What I would do.
We got made fun of to our faces, and then we would just have to hit them with the fucking, who the fuck, what are you? This is your second time in the ninth grade, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to go for a nigga throat, bro. Like you
can, where would you play Yu-Gi-Oh in the school? Like what room?
Class.
Like, you would play it in class?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What about the teacher? Would the teacher say anything?
She'd be like, are y'all gambling? We'd be like, no, ma'am. She'd be like, what is that? It will explain.
No, we're investing.
I'm like, this is a Japanese card game created blah, 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 blah. We knew all the shit back then. She'd be like, oh, so you guys really enjoy this, huh? We're like, yeah, we're training to go to regionals. It could be work. And she was like, oh, well, carry on. Like, you guys are great students. Just keep, you know, do your thing. And then the white kids would be like, well, how can they can play Yu-Gi-Oh, but we can't play poker? She's like, that's gambling.
Facts.
They're like, well, they're gambling. We're like, no, we ain't. Like, how you gonna put that on us? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the first time you just seen racism just really happen. Like, well, this just a white person lie. Like, oh, well, they're gambling. I'm like, we don't know you. We don't talk to you. We don't.
See,
you know what I'm saying?
We just, yeah, they just wanted you to stop.
They just wanted us to stop because they couldn't.
See that? No, I wouldn't do that. I would just go to my friends over in a different room and just be like, these guys were. These guys, listen to what these guys said, and then I'd say all the words. words and then we'd giggle. I mean, that's...
It sounds hilarious to a nigga that don't know what's up, but to a nigga what's up, you'd be like, wait, what happened? Goddamn, shit, that's like 2,500.
That's like 2,500.
I do know there...
Did he surrender?
I think there was either a Magic the Gathering card that went for $1 million recently.
Yep.
That's crazy.
All the nerds are eating so good right now, just buying whole houses off of card collections.
I hope they're wholesome nerds, because an evil nerd is like the worst kind of evil. Like an evil dumb guy that's like a jock or something.
You think I didn't meet evil racist Yu-Gi-Oh players?
Oh my god.
Four black kids in the South going to Charlotte regionals. You think we didn't experience racism?
I never said you didn't experience. I would never say that. What do you mean? Of course.
No, I'm just saying, like, we all know. I heard it like nerds are wholesome. I don't know. Maybe I heard it.
No, wrong. I said I hope they are. I hope these nerds who get $1 million for their cards aren't like, I finally get to build my lair for jerking off in public.
I've seen so many niggas get backstabbed and lied to and fights, like physical fights. Over, like, you said you was going to do this and you said this price and you was the last one with my book and now so-and-so is gone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to put it in perspective just how serious it was. Cause to the people that play it and just to the overall, you know, rarity and shit, there were cards that cost like $120. Like, for real. Like, when I was playing, like, one card cost $120. And you can have three of a card in a deck.
But that seems like a game that is inherently unfair, because
it's unfair for sure. Do you know it back then? No. You're just trying hard as fuck. But the niggas is already rich, put a bunch of money into the game, and it goes to these tournaments and win like thousands of dollars. They win thousands, and then all the cards you get for free.
Okay.
You can easily, out of all those cards you win, you can pull cards that are worth like $500 or $600. You know, so like you make so much money by just going to these tournaments and winning and selling cards. Like a lot of these dudes, they have jobs. They just stay with their mom or whatever and just play cards. Like, that's how they made their money. That's how they paid their rent.
It's probably a mean neck beard and wear those like, would they wear those like weird like metal band shirts with like zombies eating other zombies on them?
No, just whatever shirt it's any. Like superstore, like Kmart, Walmart, any graphic tee, for real, any graphic tee, or like an ill-fitting collared shirt.
Oh, because they're dressing up because it's the big tourney day, I guess.
Yeah, lots of polos, lots of collared shirts, or what? If you're just like, if you're dead ass, like if you're like one of the top eight, like niggas expect you to wear a collared shirt. I don't know why. But them niggas are the top eight. Like, you the top
That's
eight,
hilarious no. that they get all, like, stuck up about it. They're like, this is Magic the Gathering, okay?
Magic the Gathering, because Yu-Gi-Oh! Was never as big as Magic the Gathering, but it was, you know, the following was still, like, there. So I've never been to, like, one of them huge MTG tournaments. Like, they take up, like, a whole convention center.
Yeah.
It smells like ass all day.
Oh, of course. Poker has the same smell, I'm sure. I've been there.
It's bad, man. Just like it's a tactic. One, like a dude could be good at a game, but like, oh, I got a tournament on Sunday. It's Monday. He's like, I'm not gonna shower until next Monday. Like it's that serious though. It's like 10,000 on the line. You know what
is that
saying?
What you did? Did you do that? Is that why you're defending this?
Never. I did everything regular. That's why I always went 3-3. I always went 3-3.
Because you didn't smell bad. And
I was a little kid just playing. I win three, lose three, go home.
Bro, it was fun. I didn't get to have those hobbies. I had Yu-Gi-Oh cards one time, and then like a counselor at a summer camp made me throw them away because someone's mom said that I brought the devil into her home.
Oh, Lord.
And they was like, you gotta throw them things away. I said, God.
Every single one.
I said, the devil.
Bruh, somebody who just like, they just wanted the mom to stop. Like, they didn't think about like, oh, this poor kid's cards at all. They were just like, I want her to shut up. You gotta throw them away.
Bruh, yeah. I was so upset.
I'd be like, if you think there's the devil inside them, you know we have to burn them. We can't just throw them away. We have to do a whole thing.
Also, I'm like, bro, I was like, do you think the devil would stay in a Ziploc bag, nigga?
You know what I mean? Can't break like, the
if I'm
seal.
The devil, you think I'm gonna just be in a Ziploc bag, letting some fucking like 8-year-old carry me around, bro?
Thanks.
Nigga ain't got no book bag. Nigga's just pockets and waistband.
So, Goolsby, where did you grow up? Where did you go to summer camp?
The summer camp, it was in Greensboro, Hikey at a that particular summer camp. It was at a church.
And, okay.
The church was actually okay with me having the fucking cards. It was literally just a parent. They're just like, I would not allow demonic things in my home and near my child. I was just like, nigga, these came from my house.
Hanging out, dude.
That's hilarious.
My church, it was a Catholic church. And every year they would have these, they were called lock-ins. And the youth group would all go to the church and then they'd, hypothetically, I don't think they actually did, but they'd lock the doors and then we'd like stay up all night playing games or like playing basketball in the gym. And it was super fun in middle school, but there was always like a church part. It was like an hour. And it was always like a hard sell to get my friends to come because I was always like, it's fun. We get to stay up all night, which is cool when you're like 12. Mm-hmm. But I was always like, there is like a church part of like an hour where we watched like a weird video and there was like a 10 minute ending of this weird Catholic video where it was just a picture of the three crosses with like a weird like wind sound. And then we all just sort of like sat there in silence and like there was a candle going and it was at like 2 a.m. Pretty creepy now that I think back on it.
Real, bro, especially when these niggas tell ghost stories during the day. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Tell weird stories of like a zombie guy who has powers and lepers and prostitutes.
Bro, I'm like, bro, what y'all cooking after this, though?
they did have really good food.
Yeah, I do remember my church, I love it when my church had, like, food or whatever afterwards. So I was like, bro, this is no longer a waste of a Sunday, goddamn.
You know how I knew Catholicism wasn't for me is because the first communion, which is when you first get, like, the bread and the wine or whatever, it's a huge deal. And you're like, I think you're 13 or 12, something like that, when you go through it. I can't really remember. Mm-hmm. But at the actual ceremony, I faked drinking the wine because I hated the taste so much of like alcohol and all that. I felt ashamed for a while. But then I was like, no, that's why it never got into my brain, bro. Whatever is in that Kool-Aid and that wine never got to me. I never fell for any of it. I got out of there. Man, they didn't get to me.
It's the blood of Christ.
Yeah, well, I thought it tasted like pennies, and I hated it.
I mean, blood, you know what I'm saying? Tastes like pennies. Mine, dude. What's up?
Yeah, facts. I mean, what's your blood taste like, Nick?
I don't know. Probably like pennies. You're right. That's interesting.
I mean,
we're breaking that. This might have been the weirdest church of all time. Now that I think about it, the lock-in with the weird video and the wine that was actually blood.
I'm just saying, God actively trying to, you know what I'm saying, give you the power. You like, nah, I don't want it.
The power? I don't know.
I drink the blood of Christ every time in the church, bro. I feel strong. I feel healthy. But hey, doctor's bro. Like, yo, the doctor said you strangely in shape.
You are strangely in shape.
You do look pretty good.
Bro, this job got me fucking pushing through the... I'm like, bro, like, on some anime shit, like, I'm going inside myself to fight myself to keep going. That's a, bro, I swear to God, this job is hard, bro. Go out. Tell everybody by the time you woke up, your dad pointing guns at you, bro. Akimbo style. Nigga like this right here.
It was never akimbo, though. My dad, though, nah, straight up, though, bro, a weird. So my dad's into guns or whatever. And, like, we got, you know what I'm saying? And,
That's a bad dad to get into it with, one that really likes guns.
And but like, bro, I'm talking about like my dad, like he'll get all like the little fucking like things for his shit. And like he like, I don't know why, he like takes your shit apart, cleans it, and tests it like all the time, but never like uses it. Well, because like, I mean, you can't shoot ARs like at indoor ranges.
Oh, wow. It's
hard to find a place to shoot it.
Yeah. But
this nigga will legit be in the house, turn the red dot on and just down.
That's insane. That's insane. That's insane.
You wake up, you walk out your room, bro. You turn to go to the bathroom, bro, and it's just a red glare in your fucking eye, nigga. One time my dad did, me and my dad were talking about guns. This was like when I had first moved out. And I was telling my dad, I was like, you know, hey, you know, I might get one. Cause it's like, I mean, I grew up with one in the house, you know, I don't feel unsafe around them. If anything, I feel protected. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, if your dad's doing that, of course you're going to. I would get a gun too. I'd be doing the same thing, dude. If someone's pointing a gun at me, I'm going to be like, all right, I'm going to get a gun and point it at you, bro. I'm going to walk around the house like that too. Bruh, if that's what we're doing, if that's what I got to live in, that's what you got to live in.
Bro, my dad got so riled up while we was talking about guns. He went, got a pistol, loaded it up, and just shot into the floor. He was just, woo!
I
was
okay, like, that's the most. You lying, bro.
I've been quiet the whole time, bro. The whole time. You are lying, bro. There's no way he gets shot into his own floor.
It's his.
That is, I mean, like.
who are we going to get in trouble with? Someone who don't pay for it.
As a nigga that went through so much trouble to get floors put in, I would never.
That is literally like a Looney Tunes character.
No way.
Why he go outside?
I mean, you can't do that. We in city limits and shit. You know what I mean?
But inside the house is still inside city limits. You feel me?
I mean, facts. But I mean, who gonna is saw shit though?
Bro, was your mom?
Okay, wait, real quick.
No. It was just us.
Oh, okay.
Hey, watch this. Pow! And you just come right back. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, inside and outside are so close.
Yeah.
Go out. I feel like you're not understanding what I'm saying, bro.
Oh, man, I get it, bro. I feel it.
He's not. It's his dad. He's crazy. That's one of the crazier things we've heard.
Also, it's okay.
Like I get excited about things too. Like if I think about like if I'm gonna play poker or if I'm gonna go to a I don't know, like a fun, like I get excited. I'll do a yell or whatever, but to grab a gun, load it, and then to just fire around in the floor.
What you gonna do, bro? You know what I'm saying, bro?
Bro, it's just like what Guap? What the fuck did you say?
So what is he? What is he?
What did Guap say to get his dad? Because Guap probably said, and then I'm gonna get them motherfuckers too. And he was like, you know what?
Boom. We was talking about a lot, though. I'm not even gonna lie. We was talking about a lot. Cause I got a friend. He was telling me that he can like. He was like, bro, I know these dudes. They can make any type of gun you can think of. I say any type of gun. I was like, bro, let me get a double barrel pistol that shoots slugs, nigga. Like, let me.
What are y'all doing?
What
is going on with your weird assassin family, bro?
Yeah.
What you mean?
You turn 18, you be like, yo, dad, can I get a samurai sword that got a shoddy pump in the hilt?
He be like,
yo, give me 2 weeks.
I think we got to wrap it up.
Yo, hey, real quick, shout out to our sponsor for this podcast, racialslurs.org. For all your racial slurs need, type in racialslurs.org and find whatever you need for whatever person you don't like.
You are stupid.
Nick, you got your dates?
I hate you so much. I'm not going to say my dates, bro.
Say your dates.
I'm not going to say my dates. I don't want to hear what you want to say about my dates that you wanted to hear my date. I don't want you to feel like.
Okay.
You
okay.
Today.
All right. Okay. Listen. All right. Emotion. Mick emotion face. Go up. Say your dates.
Hey, bro, I'm at the idiot box most of the time. Yeah,
yeah. Hey, you got a podcast too, Goo Wop with the Oo Wop.
Oh, yeah, bro. Y'all listen to my podcast, The Oo Wop. God damn, it's on everything, nigga. Everything.
It's a visual podcast.
I enjoy it. It's
a lot of up top nudity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's always good.
There's a lot of, I do talk about my body a lot. Let's keep it real.
I mean, I don't know what I would talk about if it was just me. Who knows where I would go? I'd probably talk my body a lot too. So
I'm just like, bro, everything touches.
It's funny though. You're funny. You're funny about your body, so it works.
Nick, is your body weight evening out?
No, it's pretty much all gut and tit right now.
Nick, I don't give a fuck when nobody say, bro, you look good right now, bro. You look good in that video, bro. Fuck everything JD's saying if it ain't a compliment. Thank you. Being honest, bro.
I asked if it was evening.
Thank you. It's all good. It's all good.
For a second.
We gotta go.
No.
Rate review us on iTunes, please.
You're not gonna end on that. Because it was spiking. And I asked, was it evening? That's not me.